We began Holy Mass this evening at the back of church with the reading of the Gospel of Palm Sunday, when Jesus gives some rather cryptic instructions to two of his disciples. Go into the village, he says, opposite you, and immediately on entering it, you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. How did our Lord know that colt would be there? And what right did he have to take it for his own use? One commentary I read explained it this way. It said, Jesus' precise instructions and foreknowledge of what would happen seemed to indicate that he had made some pre-arrangements with the colt's owner. The implication is that he has faithful followers in many places who consider themselves and their possessions to be wholly at his disposal. You know, I think it's easy, after hearing this account of our Lord's Passion, to focus on how cruelly Jesus was treated, and we should ponder this. Because he suffered all of this, he accepted all of this, even up to death for us, for our salvation. But if we read closely, we also find, sprinkled throughout the accounts of our Lord's Passion, a litany of these faithful followers who consider themselves and their possessions to be wholly at his disposal. Men and women who have such faith and such love for Christ that they offer him consolation during his passion. There's the woman with the alabaster jar very early on who anoints Jesus in preparation for his burial. There's the man who offers his upper room for the Last Supper. Simon, who helps Christ carry the cross. The bystander who lifted a sponge to the dying Jesus' lips. The women who stay there at the cross when his own apostles have fled. And Joseph of Arimathea, who provided a tomb and saw to the proper burial of our Lord's body. You see, it's not all bad news. The paradox of human suffering, even innocent suffering, is that it brings forth also from the human spirit works of such goodness, even to a heroic degree. On Good Friday, we'll have ample opportunity to reflect upon the sorrow of the Passion, but today, on Palm Sunday, let's take a little time to reflect upon the goodness evoked by Christ's suffering. And let's ask our Lord today for the grace to ourselves console him as well by our own fidelity, our own love, especially during this week that we call Holy Week, the most sacred week of the whole year for us as Christians. We do this by giving him our time in prayer, being more generous with him this week, especially by attending the sacred liturgies, the church's public prayer during the sacred Triduum, when those saving events of the past are made truly present to us today. We also console our Lord by showing mercy and charity to our neighbor, because in each person that we meet, Christ is hidden. He's there in disguise. Let us this week console the heart of Jesus by being one of those men and women of today who consider ourselves and our possessions to be wholly at his disposal. Let us be truly faithful followers of Christ, who loved us so much as to lay down his life for our salvation. St. Patrick, pray for us.